A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a boy named Lucas and a girl named Caroline, and they've reached day 5 of the 2021 IIHF World Championship in Riga and got to host a podcast called The Totally Ice Hockey Show. And Lucas, I just want to know, with all the ups and downs that just keep on coming in the tournament, how impressed are you with my Star Wars reference right off the top?
That's amazing. I mean, right now, my heart is racing like the Millennium Falcon. You know, I think we just hit the jump the hyperspace.
Oh my goodness. I have no idea what that means, but we're going to carry on. All right, Lucas, I don't know about you, but my head is just spinning with the amount of world championship games we've been covering here on the Totally Ice Hockey Show. The pace of this tournament and all of the exciting, unpredictable storylines to keep track of, it's never ending, but we love that as sports and hockey fans. And you've got, in particular, thousands of games under your belt, from the Worlds, from the Olympics, NHL, World Juniors, you name it, like everything, you've done everything. So I'm curious, what do you remember the most about attending your first hockey game?
Well, that depends, Caroline. How do you define first?
I mean, my first game was, I don't know the exact date, but I remember I was in high school and I went to a Tampa Bay Lightning game. But you know what I'm talking about. Just answer the question.
Well, I know where Tampa Bay is. I went there in 2019. Okay, I'll answer the question. Look, I could do this a few different ways, but since we are all about the Worlds here, I'll go back to Russia's opener against France at the 2000 tournament in St. Petersburg. I'm 25 years old. Obviously, I went to hockey games before that. But for this one, I'm 25 years old, editing the very first incarnation of the World Championship website, not knowing what to expect. The crowd at the 12,300 capacity Ice Palace, a brand new arena, is going ballistic. The Russians, they came out dancing, just determined to not just win, but also put on a show. And the French caught completely flat-footed, can't keep up at all. Maxim Sushinsky scores a hat trick. Pavel Bure chips in 2 goals. Final score, Russia 8, France 1. Now, after the game, there's a reception at the arena, and I'm digging into the buffet in this crowded room, you know, as journalists do, especially 25-year-old ones. I glance across the way and spot a group of very large gentlemen with wires in their ears. They are surrounding Vladimir Putin, the new president of Russia. Yeah, brand new, elected 1 month earlier. So quite a day from start to finish.
Yeah, I'd say so. And honestly, there's nothing like free food. So tell me, what do you remember the most about the food?
Oh, man. I remember one day, actually, I was sitting in the lunchroom and the waitress asked me what I wanted. And I had soup and bread, and Britney Spears was playing in the background. But we're not going to go there again. You know, we've done our Brit. And it was kind of weird, though, because I just didn't expect Britney Spears in Russia in 2000, you know?
Oh my God, so. The fact that you just called her Brit. Lucas, you might be my new favorite person.
Oh, I try.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it's time for us to time travel back to 2021 and get caught up on all of today's games in Riga. So Lucas, set us up with the scores for today.
Denmark beating Great Britain 3-2 in overtime. Lots of excitement there. The U.S. dominating Kazakhstan 3-0. Sweden in a romp over Switzerland, 7-0 for Trey Kroner. And Finland beats Norway 5-2.
All right, and moving on to the game of the day, it goes to the Brits and the Danes. A surprisingly dramatic duel between two countries who, if you went back 20 years, weren't even in the top division of the World Championship. Lucas, tell us everything we need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's weird times. And here's a weird fact. In 2019, Great Britain's 9-0 loss to Denmark was their most lopsided margin of defeat against anyone as newbies. Even Canada, quote-unquote, only beat GB 8-0. But man, the Brits kept it much, much closer today. First, Ben O'Connor giving the Brits their first regulation time lead in modern-day history. They never led in 94. They never led in 2019, until they beat France in overtime to survive, of course. And today, Mike Hammond, one of the heroes in that 2019 rally against the French, What a moment here for him to secure a point for the British with his late equalizer through Danish goalie Sebastian Dam's five-hole. Ultimately, the good Danish times didn't last today because GB had no answer for Niklas Jensen, our new tournament scoring leader with 7 points. I mean, look at his game. Off a face-off, Jensen sets up Julian Jakobsen for the equalizer. Then he cashes in on the PP with a shot that deflects off a skate. And coming through in overtime, he does the spadework on Marcus Lauridsen's winner. Now, this was a bit of a rough outing. Mikhail Bodker took a puck off the ear. You never want that. And the game was delayed while they cleaned up the blood. Ouch. But that's hockey, right? Now, good news. Coach Heinz Ehlers revealed after the game that while Bodker was taken to the hospital and required stitches to his ear, there was no concussion. So, you know what? We just wish a smooth recovery to one of Denmark's most important offensive contributors. On balance, though, Heinz Ehlers definitely not as happy with his team as his son, Nick Ehlers, is with the Jets after sweeping Edmonton. Here's what Ehlers Sr. had to say.
It would be disrespectful towards Great Britain if I told that I was really, really unhappy with our performance. End of the day, we won the game, and we need to be happy that we got 2 points. This game could have turned out differently for us. A little bit lucky with some decisions in the end, and not very satisfied beside the 2 points.
All right, that was our game of the day, and now let's move on to some recaps, starting off with USA and Kazakhstan. And I have to say, USA's on a roll and kept their momentum going today, beating Kazakhstan 3-0.
Remember when a certain American fast food company used to supersize your order? Well, the Americans supersized their shots on goal against Kazakhstan, 25-8 in the first period, and 52-18 on the night. Kazakhstan collapsing around goalie Nikita Boyarkin and just hoping to keep it tight, maybe get to their ever-popular shootout. But the U.S. was having none of it. Trevor Moore and Jason Robertson continuing to drive the attack on a line with Connor Garland, combining for 3 points. You know, Caroline, we could call this the Sun Belt line. Moore coming from L.A., Robertson with Dallas, and Garland with Arizona. Anyway, they definitely outshone Kazakhstan with their speed and skill. The U.S. is playing the way right now that they're going to need to play if they want to break their world championship drought, which goes back to 1933.
Exciting stuff from the Americans, and let's move on to the absolute clinic that Sweden ran on the Swiss today. 7-0. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Like the Swedes woke up. It was like, you know, taking a long cold shower or something at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I mean, like, where did this come from? You know, the Swiss, they were hoping they were going to get some revenge on Sweden after they lost the 2013 and 2018 finals to Tre Kroner. And the Swedes, you know, they've been afraid they're going to miss the quarterfinals after losing to Denmark and Belarus, those historic losses. Well, Sweden, they came to play today, getting that first period lead so crucial, especially when you've been struggling with confidence. So you see the Swedes working the Swiss with good offensive zone pressure on the opening goal by Jesper Froden, who made an impact with 2 goals in his lineup debut. And honestly, today, Swiss starting goalie Leonardo Giannone did not look like the brick wall who backstopped his nation to the 2018 final. Beaten high, twice to the glove, and also getting the hook after allowing Froden's second goal on the blocker side. Nice for Sweden to capitalize twice with a man advantage after being blank till now. That is huge. And ultimately, this was a laugher. This was the bounce back Johan Garpenlöv's team desperately needed to get back in the playoff picture. Switzerland, all you can say is they got to pull up their socks at both ends of the rink. 1 goal against Denmark was sad. 7 goals allowed against Sweden is bad.
We need to put that on a t-shirt or get like a graphic up. That was great.
Well, it's poetry, right? Like we were talking the other day about Darren Dietz with Kazakhstan, how he's recited Pushkin and stuff. I think this is right up there with Goethe, Shakespeare, you know.
I love it. I love it. Okay, our reigning champs found a way to take down Norway in a 5-2 game. Lucas, tell us the most notable details from that game.
Well, Finland was recently rated the world's happiest country, which obviously makes me happy because my mom's from Turku. Now, I don't know if Coach Jukka Jalonen is the world's happiest man after this win over Norway, but hey, you know, it's 3 points, right? Under different circumstances, we'd say this is no way to sell tickets. Bit of a grinding affair with Finland outshooting Norway 26-15. And I'm going to say Suomi's offense, despite the 3-goal third period, is still like a bit of a question mark for me. But to see 19-year-old Anton Lundell score again on a real zinger, maybe Jalonen allows himself a teensy smile under his mask when that puck goes in. Overall, the Finns could have put the Norwegians away sooner, but still a step in the right direction for the defending champs.
And hey, being happy is the most important thing.
Exactly.
Okay, continuing on with our Finnish theme here, it's time to look back at a special day for the Finnish Lions that many of you will remember, well, from 2019.
Welcome to Bratislava. Semifinal Saturday at the 2019 World Hockey Championship features Finland against Russia.
May 25, 2019. One of Finland's biggest players scored one of Finland's biggest goals ever. In Bratislava, 6'8" Marko Anttila lifted a team of underdogs and unknowns to a 1-0 semifinal victory over the mighty Russians.
Haru shoots, that was blocked in front, rebound, score! Anttila, the captain, has struck again, and the Finns have the lead!
The Finnish captain grabbed the loose puck after Henri Jokiharju's point shot bounced off a Russian defenseman's leg and fired it into the net with 9:42 remaining. Anttila's goal celebration, with his arms in a wide V as he let out a roar, is an iconic image in World Championship history.
10 seconds to go. Ovechkin feeds that down. Oyonnax got a stick on it. That's fired wide by Dadonov. Loose puck in front. Kucherov reaching for it. And the Finns have done it. They've knocked off the Russians. The most improbable result for the most improbable Finnish team. A 1-0 victory ends Russia's gold medal hopes.
Mark Lazarus recently wrote a piece for The Athletic that captures the size of the challenge Coach Jukka Jalonen's men were facing in 2019. Quote, "Not only were the Russians the consensus best team in the field, there was talk it was the best team in world championship history. Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Malkin, Nikita Kucherov, Ilya Kovalchuk, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Andrei Vasilevsky. Other than Vladimir Tarasenko, who was on a Stanley Cup run with the St. Louis Blues, it was basically the Russian Olympic team." End quote. To overcome the giant Russian bear, it took more than Anttila's goal. It took more than Kevin Lankinen's 32-save shutout. It was a total team effort to deny the Russian superstars time and space all over the ice. Russian coach Ilya Vorobyov mounted a big push in the last 5 minutes with all his big guns, including 3 glorious chances for Kucherov. But the Finns blocked shots and paid the price to hang on. You want to talk about all-time upsets? The 1980 Miracle on Ice? Belarus beating Sweden in 2002? This unforgettable semifinal belongs right up there. And it put the Finns in position to win a most unlikely gold medal.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. And a lot of awesome games are coming up tomorrow, starting off with a big game between Russia and Denmark. What can we expect?
I don't know the Russian words for ornery, squirrely, or snarly, but I can assure you that Valerie Bragan's players will be all of the above after losing to Slovakia 3-1 for the first time since 2004. Historically, Russia has feasted on the Danes with 10 straight wins since 2003, and they've outscored them 56-13. Heinz Ehlers was not pleased behind the Danish bench with the defensive breakdown that enabled Britain to tie today's game in the late stages, and the Russians, they'll make you pay for those mistakes all night long. I mean, even after losing to Slovakia, they're still second in tournament goals with 12. So I'm going to do the equivalent of offering to wrestle a polar bear on an iceberg north of Murmansk and predict Russia wins big. Yeah, I know. Very risky business at these Worlds.
Come on, Lucas. I don't want to see you go down to a polar bear. You can't risk something like that.
Swear to God, I actually was charged once by a polar bear in real life. I was up in northern Manitoba and
are you being serious?
I'm being absolutely serious. I was having lunch with my group. We were eating blueberry muffins. This polar bear smells the muffins like he got downwind. All of a sudden, he charges towards us. The guides set off a bear banger. They got the gun ready. Somebody drove a Jeep towards him. And the situation was resolved peacefully. So that's the main thing. Nobody got hurt, but it got my heart racing almost as fast as when you started off with Star Wars in the intro.
I'm glad that my Star Wars reference had that kind of effect on you. But okay, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
First thing, I'm glad your muffin was okay. Two, I'm glad the polar bear was okay because I'm like the biggest animal person. And I want to make sure, that polar bear knew not to go near anyone and return safely to his family.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving on. After coming off of a loss to the U.S., does Kazakhstan have enough in the tank to get the job done against a very good German team tomorrow?
I'm going to rate that as questionable. Now, I know, Caroline, you're still in some disbelief about Germany's 3-1 upset over Canada on Monday.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, I am going to remind you because I did some in-depth research and came up with a vast conspiracy theory that explains everything. Now, in that game, Canada, just one goal on 40 shots. Meanwhile, Germany's rock-solid defense had precisely two blue liners returning from the 2018 Olympic semifinal, where the Germans upset Canada 4-3. And they were Captain Moritz Müller and Jonas Müller. They're both named Müller. They are the key. Can't you see? Two guys named Müller. It all fits. I'm going to call this the Müller Report.
Over my head. It's completely over my head.
I'm serious. I'll be releasing my full findings soon. That is the full report. Sorry, people. Against Kazakhstan, Germany is going to be hungry to keep up its torrid scoring pace with a tournament-high 17 goals through three games. And the just-announced addition of Dominic Cahoon from the Edmonton Oilers, along with several DEL players, is only going to increase that firepower in the days ahead. But right now, Caroline, if you're coach Tony Soderholm, what you've really got to love is the willingness of your players to block shots. Like Nicholas Kremer, this guy is the king of pain. They showed so much heart and character, sticking with it through 60 minutes against Canada. Now, on the other side, the Kazakhs don't generate many shots on goal. They are, once again, going to hang back, wait for their breaks, and hope Germany gets frustrated. So this game could be a little tighter than expected, but I like Germany's odds. The key here for the Germans is to keep reminding themselves, as Axl Rose would put it, "All we need is just a little patience."
I'm snapping and jamming here in the background. I wish everyone could see me. Sounded just like him, Lucas. You're multi-talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was like, I know Star Wars isn't your jam, but I'm just so relieved. You know Guns N' Roses. I mean,
Encore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, welcome to the jungle, right? I saw them play a really awesome 3-hour show couple years ago at BC Place, which was, of course, the venue for the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics. So there's your sort of hockey tie-in.
Love it. And you have to give me credit because I'm brushing up on my Star Wars references. And I got one more for you in this episode that I'll sprinkle in when you least expect it. I just kind of gave that away, which is okay. I'm terrible for doing that. Okay, moving on. Belarus versus Great Britain. This has to be a must win for both teams. What do you think is going to happen, Lucas?
Well, the Brits are showing their nobody's patsies in Riga. One goal losses to both Slovakia and now Denmark in overtime. Belarus on the quarterfinal bubble right now, and they need to keep piling up points. So this is really big for them. Belarus certainly has more skill. They'll be looking to draw GB into some penalties. I mean, when you look at today's overtime, that was the deciding factor for the Danes, right? They got those two power plays and eventually they cashed in. But Belarus has been nothing to write home about on the power play so far. They've gone 1-for-8. I'll also be keeping an eye on Belarus captain Yegor Sharangovich. So far, he's leading his team with 2 goals, but the 22-year-old New Jersey Devil has also shown some questionable discipline. Like in the game against Slovakia, he misses a penalty shot and afterwards skates by the Slovak bench, making a gesture that you shouldn't make, even when you get cut off in traffic. Also, he took a double minor for high-sticking at the start of the 1-0 upset win over Sweden. But you know what? Bottom line, if Britain could knock off France in 2019, they could take down newly promoted Belarus this year too. But with all that KHL talent and British-born goalie Danny Taylor shining in net for coach Mikhail Zakharov, it's an uphill battle for Britain.
Speaking of uphill battles, this is it for Team Canada tomorrow against Norway. They're 0-3 right now, and it's pretty simple. They have to show up against Norway with no excuses and have to leave everything out on the ice. And as for Norway, they also have a lot to fight for as well. So this game's going to be an absolute grinder for both countries.
Yeah, living in strange times. Usually the contending teams talk about the group stage as a time to work out the kinks, get your systems in gear, get your special teams going. But for Canada, after those 3 straight shocking losses, it's already playoff time. Like you said, they need this win over Norway. In the last 3 years, Caroline, no team has made the quarterfinals with fewer than 11 points. Canada, right now, can get a maximum of 12. Norway, definitely a beatable opponent, but look at the game with Finland. The Finns let Norway hang around within 1 goal till just over 13 minutes left in that game. Coach Gerard Gallant wants to see his guys get back to that heads-up, confident, physical game that is Canada's trademark. But really, the main thing is to finish their chances. They got lots of shots on Germany, right? They don't want the Norwegian goalie appearing on the highlight reel, except if it's for the wrong reasons from a Norwegian standpoint. But you know what? At the end of the day, in our tournament of upsets, I can't say I'd be 100% surprised to see Norway beat the Canadians.
No, I don't know about that, Lucas. We're going to have to wait and see. But all I can say is I know that the Leafs can still beat the Habs tonight, right?
Oh, Caroline, you were doing so well. We almost made it through the whole show. And then you had to go there. Oh.
Lucas, someday I will be the most powerful Jedi ever.
All right. Well, bring your lightsaber.
Okay, everyone, we end on that note. Thank you for listening to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. I hope everyone's having as much fun as Lucas, producer Lucy, and I are doing this every single day. Talk to us on social media and, of course, keep up on everything that's going on IIHF.com and all of our social media channels. We got another amazing day of jam-packed hockey tomorrow, so don't miss out. And we got another episode tomorrow. Lucas, you ready?
I was born ready.
Oh, good answer. I'm going to steal that one.
Danke schön.